I think I'm ready.
Your best mix of music.
Got to have you now.
98.4.
Yeah.
Capital FM.
Who is Wainaina? Who is Wainaina? We're like, but we're capital. We cannot say these names correctly. Alan Wainaina, a.k.a. Sheki. How are you, Rubs?
Fine, thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah. And the sun came out. Yeah. That was all because of you. Yesterday, there was some rain that jabbed some people.
Yeah.
But it's good to have you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And thanks for the warm welcome.
Hey, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. So let's just jump right in.
Yeah.
You're a lover of music.
Absolutely.
During the day, you earn a living doing some other things. What are those things that you do?
Yeah, so I'm an accountant by profession.
Yes.
And right now, since mid-August, I've been working at Telkom.
Okay.
Telkom Kenya's CFO.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tell the Kenyans what CFO is.
CFO.
Pick your chief food officer.
Actually, by the way, one of my friends saw the poster for this show and said, chief financial officer? No, more like chief funk officer. Given my love of funk and soul. But yeah, so but finance is what I do.
Okay.
At Telkom, and before that I spent a couple of years at Java.
Uh-huh.
And a long time in BAT before that.
Okay. Yeah. So you've had a nice long history in a varied number of industries.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
so
yes.
How has the last month been so far? In your new job, are you a mono? Are you like, do they send you around to do things? Is it the same in like the corporate world? Tell us.
No, I think I'm a little bit senior for that.
You tell people what to do.
They've been very welcoming. It's a great team over there at Telkom.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a very different industry for me.
Yes.
So from tobacco to food in Java.
Yeah.
And now to Telkom and things that I can't see. You know,
yes.
I'm used to seeing stocks and making things. So now it's, you know, show me an MB of data that we sell.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's quite a steep learning curve, very interesting business and, you know, obviously very, very future looking.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm enjoying it so far.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I asked people if they had any questions for you and the questions have already started coming in. So I'm going to let you breathe and we're going to go straight into our very first set. If you are following us, let us know. Using the hashtag New Jack with Alan Wainaina and of course Sunday Soul Jam. If you have questions for our newest, latest DJ in the studio. Most people come here and then they don't go back to their regular job. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, I can see how much fun you guys
have.
It's great.
Yeah. This anyway, you get paid. Imagine Tunalipua.
I
have
to do this for free.
All right, we'll be back. Let us know. Use the hashtag and of course the handle. You know what it is. It's Capital FM, Kenya. That's right. It's Sunday, and this is the Soul Jam.
Your best mix of music. 98.4 Capital FM. It's a musical journey on the Sunday Soul Jam with DJ Adrian.
Twitter.
It's a musical journey on the Sunday Soul Jam with DJ Adrian.
Is the Sunday Soul Jam right here on 98.4 Capital FM. Have you tuned in? Have you called your family, your mother, your father, your sister, your cousin, your nieces, your nephews, your shosho? Tell them Alan Wainaina is in the studio and he's our DJ today. Alan has taken over Adrian's job. Adrian is here looking so sulky. Adrian, say hello to the people.
Hi.
Utafukuswa kasi. First of all, you guys, we have to address your hair. Let's just address your hair and get it out of the way, because half the questions that are coming through are about Sheki's hair. So I'm just going to be the person. I'm going to be the person who asks these questions. Mm-hmm. Sheki, are you ready?
Absolutely.
First of all, yeah. I have been asked to ask you for the number of your barber.
Yeah.
Because that box has survived the test of time.
Yeah, this box has been described as a round box, which I think is a bit of a contradiction in terms.
Tell us but what a round box is.
Yeah, it's the one that's on my head. No, actually, I for the longest time I didn't grow my hair, and then one time I got busy for a couple of weeks, and I just didn't get to the barber and realized actually all my friends, all my age mates are struggling to grow hair, and I can grow mine, and I'm busy cutting it.
Yeah.
So about 3 years ago, I started with the afro and the box,
and then
I started fading. But sometimes it also depends on what mood my barber is in.
It's his number.
Yeah, it's his number.
What's his name?
This is called Kelly.
Do you want to shout out Kelly?
Yeah, shout out to Kelly on Langata Road.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Kianjui Kimura, I hope you've heard the name. He's the one who is asking.
Does Jui have hair?
Jui doesn't have hair, but he's hopeful. He's hopeful that one day maybe their products that Kelly can use.
Yeah, shout out Jui. Thanks for listening in.
And also one of your good friends, Wanjira Kamwere, has also said, tell Sheki that soul is on point. La 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 la. That's how many lalas she has written.
Yeah.
Totally taking me back to our youthful days.
Yeah.
Youthful days.
Yeah, shout out Wanjira. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for listening in.
I want to know if the people on that side of the studio are of the same reka. Are you and Adrian?
And I. On the basis of hair color or
whatever, you know, because you have you. I don't know if you use other products. It's a kinyosis.
Let's get this out of the way.
Yes.
I am 52 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah,
I'm just not Not too far back.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm 50. Yeah. Turned 50 this year.
Actually. Yeah. It was this year. So you're 50 and some months.
50 point.
50 point something. Point zero something.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, this is Alan Wainaina, and he's joining us on the Sunday Soul Jam. Mm. I'm going to ask you a little bit about why the particular genre you've chosen today.
Yeah.
Because you're going to give us an amazing selection of New Jack.
Yeah.
And so before we finish the hour, I want people to start getting excited to tell people.
Yeah.
There's enough time for them to like holler at their peeps.
Yeah.
You know, we're here till 5.
Yeah.
So tell us, why New Jack? What's your history with music and why New Jack?
Yeah. Okay, well, maybe I'll start with my history with music.
Sure.
and then sort of talk about New Jack.
Okay.
So I've always loved music. I, you know, music has been part of my life for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was trying to remember back, preparing for this show, what my first album was. You know, Dhani. My first Dhani was, I think it was Music for UNICEF.
Oh, wow.
1979.
Just the other day.
Yeah, just the other day.
Yeah.
I would have been 11 years old.
I think that's okay.
Some of the listeners will remember watching that concert or that show live.
Yeah.
The version of September I Played?
Yes.
It was from that album?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So Maurice White performed, yeah, the Bee Gees, Donna Summer and her daughter.
Nice.
So that's the first album that I think I had. And
yes.
I badgered my mom to buy it for me for 65 shillings at Asanans on Moy Avenue, which is where we used to buy records.
69 shillings.
Yeah, yeah. 65 shillings was like a year's pocket money in those
that's
days.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
lot of money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so you know, so that's really the beginning of my journey with music, and it's carried on right through.
Yeah.
I've been collecting ever since. I still have my crates of hundreds of records under the staircase,
yeah,
you know, my 1,000 CDs, boxes of tapes, and although of course everything now is is digital,
yes,
so not as much of that, but I've collected for a long time. In the mid 80s, I was collecting music with Mike Rabah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Mike is listening. We were neighbors for a while,
yes,
and you know, he went on and had built this amazing
empire, pretty much an empire,
and I became an accountant. Yeah, but
there's a relationship between money and music,
clearly.
Yes, there is. On the one hand, we don't see enough of it in the music industry,
but
people who know about money really like music.
Yeah,
so I feel like those two should get married more often.
More often. Yeah, yeah, and of course, I do my music on Mixcloud.
Yeah,
I've got followers all over the place.
Yeah.
I've got about 60 mixes there. So have a listen when you have some time.
What's your Mixcloud?
It's just Alan Wainaina.
Just Alan Wainaina.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a double L.
Yeah.
Because I hear the other fake people out there who are trying to be you.
Yeah, we'll talk about those ones shortly.
When we come back,
yeah,
we're coming for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know if you have any other questions. We've got a whole list of them, and I'd love to get through them before the end of this particular hour and the next. But this is 98.4 Capital FM. The hashtag is New Jack with Alan Wainaina. The guy who was taking over Adrian's job.
It's a musical journey on the Sunday Soul Jam with DJ Adrian.
Oh, baby, you're the finest I see. Oh, baby, you're the finest one for me. Oh, baby, you're the finest I see. Oh, baby, you're the finest one for me.
I had a choice, I'd always choose.
Well, if you're just tuning in, it is Sunday, and it is the Sunday Soul Jam with DJ Adrian, myself, June Gashui, and of course, our special guest in studio, Alan, a.k.a. Shaky Wainaina. Welcome, sir.
Thank you once again.
So tell me, and everyone who is listening, about Alan. Who is Alan? The man. Not the title, not the box, not the hair. The man. Tell us about you.
Okay, so I'll start... Right at the beginning. So I was born and grew up in and around Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived in various places in Kilimani, in South B, and my parents moved up to Red Hill.
Okay.
To their farm there in 1986. So okay. Basically, I'm a Nairobi boy.
Yeah.
Went to Nairobi Primary School.
Patch Primo. Yes.
And then I went to high school. Uh-huh. And I will tell you where I did not go.
We can already guess.
You can guess. I did not go to Alliance. Yeah, so I went to Changes.
Yes.
I went to Lananda School for 6 years.
Okay.
And then went to university here. I did my BCom at the Lua Kabete campus.
Yes.
Yeah, and after that it was off to the professional.
So you're a thumbed guy. You studied. You have named some pretty decent schools.
Yeah,
there, so
yeah.
At least we know that was done.
Yeah.
That box is checked.
Yeah.
Family life?
Family life.
Yes.
So I'm married to Angie. We've
okay.
been married for 21 years now.
Oh
we have
my
two
goodness.
Girls. 16 and 19.
Those are ladies.
Those are
going on women.
Yeah.
How is that?
Time to buy
raising,
big dogs.
Raising girls. How is that?
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't have any brothers, and I don't have any sons either.
So
I guess I've grown up with women all around
with
me.
Sisters.
With sisters. So no, it's great.
It was an easy transition.
I wouldn't trade any of them for a boy.
Yeah. Girls, I hope you are they listening?
They're listening.
Okay.
Nya is in isolation in the UK.
Okay.
She's our eldest. Both of them said they would try and bear old people's music for 2 hours. So I hope they're listening in.
Listen,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
nothing
I
like
hope.
Old people's music. I hope the youths know music is music. That a lot of music is being sampled now.
Yeah.
We were talking about the Motown record label earlier.
Yeah.
And one of the songs that comes to mind is I Like Your Smile by
Shanice,
which is part of the Motown record label.
Yes.
And then Chris Brown did a song which is basically a sample of that song, and you should hear the youths.
Yeah.
I tell you, oh, that song by Chris Brown. I'm like, no, it's not
it
by Chris Brown.
Like, yeah.
It was Shanice's song. So you'll be surprised, girls.
Yeah.
The father that you have listens to music that is probably inspiring today's artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
Our musical tastes overlap every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somewhere around Drake or around Bruno Mars, but it's very brief.
People are so shocked.
Yeah.
The guys in your age group are like, who are those people?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, my kids listen to Sam Smith and NSG and Burna Boy. I don't get it, but we try.
You don't get Sam Smith and Burna Boy? Why? It's music.
No, I try, and you know, then I liked Drake for a while, but you know, an album every 2 months really.
It's a problem.
I got tired.
You know what the issue is? All this music from back in the day, funk and soul and new jack, is stuck in your brain. It's taken up memory space.
Yeah,
that's what the issue is.
Some of my friends say I'm in a time warp, but I have pretty versatile taste in music.
Yeah.
I have favorite jazz guys. I have favorite Lingala guys. I have favorite R&B. I listen to a lot of British modern soul.
Yes.
So you know, I listen to just about
everything.
Just some of the newer stuff I struggle
with. You're struggling to connect with it.
And that's fair.
And that's fair.
Yeah.
I heard you and this other old guy here in the studio, Adrian, talking about the places you all used to hang out.
Yes.
And there was a place you mentioned there. So give us the list. Where are these places you used to hang out?
Now, people around my age, everybody will know Cameo. And it is not Cameo, like June said, it is Cameo.
We're at Capital, man. Capital. It's still Cameo.
Yeah.
Spelled like K-A-M.
No.
Or it's Cameo.
Just like Cameo, the band. And we used to hang out there before rushing to get to Kania before 9 p.m.
Before 9 p.m.
But when I went to uni, it was the usual suspects.
Yeah.
It was Annabelle's, Visions, Beat House, and there was a place that had the daytime disco. Adrian, what was that?
Yes, Adrian, come and confess where the daytime
place that had
disco
the daytime
was.
Disco where you go to a disco from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Basically, what's
boomerang.
Happening?
The boomerang?
No, boomerang. It was down at the corner of Kimathi Street and Moy Avenue. It may have been B2 actually.
No, Bito is right here, next to Nation Center.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but anyway, for a while, this was a thing.
So, like, how we party now, given COVID, is how you guys used to party before the match starts at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
You see, you couldn't stay out too late.
Yeah.
You couldn't stay out
also
too late.
That time. Why? Why?
Because you were young.
Yes. Oh, you were youth.
Yes.
You're still young. You're young at heart now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where we used to hang out. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, great times.
Quickly, before we get into the next set, Sheki. Mm. What does Sheki mean? Why are all Wainainas called Sheki? What's the story there?
Yeah, so Sheki is not a reflection of my character. It's from Wenaina. Yes. So all Wenainas are called Sheikh. Wenaina, Kuinaina in Kikuyu is to Sheikh.
Yes.
Yeah. So there are many Sheikhs in Nairobi.
Yeah.
So one or two of them I even went to school with, but I am older than all of them. So
and therefore
I can rightfully claim to be the original.
Yeah. There's a shout out here from somebody who I think is your relative.
Another Sheikh.
No, he's not calling himself a Sheikh, but Nelson Mokora Dege. Loving the music and he's on who seems to have your Twitter handle.
Yeah, exactly. At Sheikh Wenaina. Even not forgotten that I have it.
So for those of you asking if this guy is on social medias, at Sheikh Wenaina.
Yeah, thanks.
What we're guessing.
Thanks, Mukora. Thanks for listening in. And I know all my other cousins, we have a group of cousins we call the usual suspects. I know they're all listening in. Thanks for the support.
No, you're very welcome. And Stephen Maloa says, say hi to my boy, June, Alan Wenaina. He's now tagged you as Wenaina Alan. I don't know what's
Asante
going on.
Asante Wakili.
But all the Sheikhs in Nairobi today, you are all at Capital.
you're all famous for an afternoon.
Thanks to you.
All right.
Let us know if you have any specific questions for Alan. We'll be coming back with more music. This is 98.4. Our hashtag is New Jack with Alan Wenaina. And of course, the handle you can use to communicate with us is at Capital FM Kenya on Twitter. We're here with DJ Adrian as well. I promise you he's working and his job is secure. He has job security. Let's go in.
It's a musical journey on the Sunday Soul Jam with DJ Adrian.
She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not.
That's right. She don't love you.
But why?
Because you a sucker.
But I love her.
That's why you a sucker.
Four still cool in the place.
Cool in the place.
Sunday Soul Jam. Everybody is dancing. I see all of you. I see all of you. Hey, I think now, just to alert you, we have a new employee at Capital. Alan Wainaina is in studio today with me, June Gashui, and of course DJ Adrian for the Sunday Soul Jam. He's taking over the decks. Let me just read out some of the people. Are you following on Twitter? You don't even know which account is yours. Let me read for you. Christine House says Diaspora fan is tuned in and loving the jams. Then you've got somebody here who says cousin Alan Wainaina. I'm listening online. Kudos. That's Ruben Karanja.
Hey, Ruben. Thanks for listening.
Is he part of the usual suspects?
Yeah, he is.
One Zomo Mutuku MBS. Is that a familiar?
Burning Spear, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Zonch.
Yeah, he says good stuff, Alan. Wainaina Alan. He's tagged you on Wainaina Alan, and he confirms that he is tuned in. Thombi Kibori.
Yeah.
He's also
another
says
cousin.
We are all in. Hey, usual suspects, welcome. Yeah. And there's a young, cute lady here called Angela Wainaina.
Oh, the love of my life.
Is this your girlfriend?
Yes.
The girlfriend for life.
For life.
She says, we are enjoying the jams, dancing shoes are on. And she's tagged you at Shaky Wainaina, so I believe her.
Thanks,
I believe Angie's the one who actually knows.
Yeah. Maybe she's the one that opened it, actually.
Possibly. Ivan Darrow says, shout out to the DJ of the moment, Sheki. I'm loving the music with June Gashui and DJ Adrian. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Eva. Hope you guys enjoyed your cycling ride today.
They were cycling.
Yes, they are cyclists. Those ones
some people
cycled
goals,
to Mombasa and back.
Goals. Yeah. And of course, the Duke of Gatanga, Duke Karaoke says, I'm driving on the highway with some serious jams oozing from the Motogari speakers. I like it. Alan Oyugi has also sent a text. Hey, Alan. He says, former Saturday Soul Train DJ says hello to all of y'all.
Yeah.
Do you know Alan?
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening in.
Yeah, man.
It's great.
So this next hour, you are going to be giving us a selection of New Jack.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your first set.
Yeah. So before that, just a little bit about, you asked earlier about New Jack.
Yes.
And my history with New Jack.
Yes.
And officially, New Jack is a genre of music that sort of ran from 85 to 95.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't always realize that the distinctive sound that became known as New Jack started as early as 95. And there's a song by Full Force called Alice, I Want You Just For Me.
Okay.
So many people consider that to have been the first New Jack swing song.
Yes.
But I was actually initially a bit I didn't embrace New Jack immediately because... Mm. Because it was coming to interrupt funk and soul.
Which is
so asking, why are people stopping singing funk and soul?
Yeah.
So it was a little bit destabilizing.
Yeah.
So Mary J. Blige, R. Kelly and Rick announcement, you know, all of that lot in the late 80s.
Yes.
But then eventually, of course, it overlapped. And you know, I was talking earlier that we'd go to Ainsworth and Visions.
Yes.
And especially late when we were in uni, sort of late 80s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd all play in the club at the same time. So Bobby Brown, you know, would be playing Johnny Gill,
yes.
Johnny Kemp, all of it, sort of merged at the same time. And then I got to embrace it and got to be comfortable with it.
Because it's also good music. I think because New Jack is, would you say the correct way to describe it or define it is it's some sort of fusion. It's the way music different genres come to fuse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? I mean, there's elements of hip hop, there's elements of soul, R&B and funk. So eventually, I got to really like it. And even now I discover, people that I never heard, in those days. You'll hear a bit later from a group called Simple Pleasure.
Yes.
You did a fantastic song called I Wanted to Know Her.
Pleasure? Like one pleasure? Only one?
Yes.
This is why English came on a boat.
Yeah, it came on a boat.
Said the song that they released was?
Just Wanted to Know Her.
I think
I think it's in the second or third set.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Well, we're looking forward to all of it, and we'll be back talking all things New Jack music with the man himself, the newest DJ in town, who's going to now start a new career in DJing. We've been putting his press kit together, and an announcement. You'll address the nation shortly.
I'll text on the side a very worried Mugo Kibati. I mean, my
telecom. Hey, Mugo. We have him now. 1 month was not enough to really, really establish CFO-ness. But we'll give you back to Kinamogo and Telkom for a few hours.
For a few hours.
A few hours of the day.
Okay.
Do start like shift at 6.
Yeah.
So by 2 p.m., we can have you.
Absolutely.
Done?
Done.
All right. Well, let's go into the top of the hour. We'll hear what's going on in the rest of the world. And of course, when we come back, we begin the new Jack sets on Sunday Soul Jam. Let us know if you're listening in, how you're doing. Happy Sunday. I hope it's blessed and you're enjoying yourself. If you're at Nairobi Polo, send a shout out to our OB van with Mr. Danny Muni there. Adrian and I here just looking at the sun outside. But we're happy because we're here with Alan Wainaina.
Now hear this. Original lover man show. And Danny Brown man. Come forgive the girls love. Come and get it.
Out of control,
run the world, don't go.
All right, we're in studio for the Sunday Soul Jam with Alan Wainaina, DJ Shaky. His very self is here taking over DJ Adrian's job. In fact, I've told Adrian he can go take a walk around the block. We're done. Shaky, we're talking to you about you, the man, the person, the dad of two girls, the constant boyfriend to one Angie, the chief funk officer. My goodness. And you have such fans. There are people in Zambia. Some chick called Kate Minor Vorley says, Zambia Mafia. Shaky Allen is listening in. We're very proud. Take us back.
Yeah.
Is this somebody
you
know?
I spent a couple of years in Zambia.
Okay.
I worked there.
So, tell us about that.
Yeah. Oh, that was good fun. A fantastic place to live. Zambians are very much like Kenyans, so they're very easy to get along with.
Yes.
And Angie and I used to throw the most fantastic parties. we had such a ball, and Kate and her husband Rod were with us at the time. Yeah, so it was great, good
well,
fun.
Shout
good
out, Sisini Watu International.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, hey Kate. Okay, well tell us a little bit about you've told us about your story and your history with music. So of course I have to ask you, favorite artists of all time.
Oh, favorite artists.
Who would those be?
Yeah. Top five?
Yeah.
Let's see. And it's not a cliche. Luther has got to be at the top of the list.
Luther
has to make every single list.
Yes.
In terms of the, you know, just the longevity of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, right from the time he started with Change.
Yeah.
You know, all the way to, you know, to the music he was doing just before he died.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely went too soon.
Oh, I agree with that completely. Next.
After Luther, I'd go to Kashif.
Oh?
Yes.
Okay.
Kashif, because of the sound he introduced.
Yeah.
You know, his first album with Lover Turn Me On still gives me goosebumps after all this time.
Yeah.
And actually on my Mixcloud, I did a compilation called Celebrating Kashif,
okay.
Which is songs inspired by or sang by or produced by him. And he worked with a whole host of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, he died a few years ago.
Yeah.
At the rather young age of 60, so
yeah.
So he was fantastic.
So I'm gonna just make fun of us Kenyans because that's what we do. There are some people who think this is Kashif, like a handkerchief. So please, just for their sake, Alan, educate us.
Kashif.
Yeah, spell it. The way cameo is not cameo.
Yeah, it's not Kashif.
Kashif.
It's not Kashif.
It's not Kashif.
K-A-S-H-I-F. That Kashif.
Mumezikia. Please Google the right thing. All right, next. Third on your list is.
And then the Whispers.
Whispers.
The Whispers. The Whispers, the guys of And the Beat Goes On.
Yes.
Again,
yes.
They had a very long career. If you listen to an anthology of the Whispers, And the Beat Goes On and It's a Love Thing are in the middle.
Yes.
They had been singing
Kazana
for
ones.
10 years.
Yeah. Those are the ones that hit.
And, yeah. And unfortunately, I think in the set that we didn't hear all of, and I'll upload it on Mixcloud, there's actually a new Jack Swing type song by The Whispers. So they were singing.
In that first set.
Yeah, I Want to Be the One for You.
Okay. Okay.
A couple of others very quickly, Atlantic Star and Midnight Star. So if you listen to my mixes, I feature them a lot. Midnight Star in particular did so many things.
So groups.
Yeah.
You have two of your lists are groups so far.
Yeah. Two of these are groups. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so those would really be my top five just based on the amount of, you know,
music
that they did that
That's
I like.
That's a nice selection.
Yeah.
That's a nice selection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, we'll be listening to your next set. This last one that we didn't unfortunately hear all of, but we want to direct everybody to go to your Mixcloud.
I'll upload them later today.
Great.
Yeah.
That was called Every Little Step.
Yeah.
And of course, this next one is called Exclusivity.
Yes, starts with, featuring Damien Dame, but it starts with, I think the first song will be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's
with your permission, I'm going to dedicate this to one of our Capital FM staff members.
Yeah.
Her name is Wavinia.
Yeah.
She's the girl who's been here hanging out. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Wavinia.
So, Wavinia, we wish you a lot of exclusivity in your life, courtesy of Alan Wainaina. Let's go in.
Okay. Now all girls, this one is for yo, and God knows, oh, anything I said, don't misconstrue. Shine it, pass, and show. You gonna live on road, lane, street, or avenue. Watch this. Big thing I want for nowadays. Friends, build up charm. You hear that? Guaranteed, I'll be gonna lead. Proceed and don't know, so you're gonna leave. Watch this.
day out, I'd watch you go by. And a lot of brothers try, but you ain't even say hi, as they promise you the world just to be a lover. But you ain't trying to hear when they kiss the willy lover. The quickest way to the point's walking straight line. Let us be friends, not a possession of mine. You see, slow or swift, I shift into gear, able to adjust and play it by ear. Patience is a virtue, virtue is a grace. Before I touch your waist, I put a smile on that face. Talk real candid, but I won't go too far. Massage you where it hurts and things like that are kind of fun loving with a roguish charm. Rough around the edges, but I mean you no harm. The aim of the game is to alleviate strife, and you might ask where have I been all your life. So see that now. You would have never. Big things are going to be this year. Years without prison and sit and gears. Watch this. Anything about you sure does please me, and I likes the fact that you're not easy. What you're looking for in a man you ain't found yet? Just so happens I got him from the outset. Traits not sold in any shopping outlet. By the way, this is what you get. Mild-mannered most times, not cursory. Won't forget birthdays and anniversaries. Nerves of steel, I won't fall prey to rumor. Not bad to look at, and an acute sense of humor. Hang with the roughest, but certainly not a rudy. Sometimes I shut up, cause I'm a little bit moody. In your chain, I'm the missing link, and I'm always wondering what you think. I was told in romance that I got it going on. In other words, girl, big things I want, so hit me on nine. Magnificent Mr. Shine. You hear that? I'm telling you, one of these days, watch it, watch this.
Yes.
Support to the fullest, breakfast in bed. Yo, tell them I said, chivalry ain't dead. Big Shaka Zulu Romeo, that's how I'm living. Sweetheart, I gets mine from giving. I can go on for extra days. Now how do I love thee in infinite ways? Yo, roses are red and violets are blue. What I say, a soul about you, Sue. You see that all? Gonna lead. Big things, man. All girls, whether you're brown skin or your black skin, dark and lovely, light and lively. World of girls, man. We don't stop since up for years. Mind over matter, baby, we must get you. When you visualize and materialize, yeah?
Yo! You. From the S to the I, baby, D-I-T-Y. From the E to the X to the C-L-U. From the S to the I, baby, D-I-T-Y. Now dig.
Baby, see, you mean the world to me, and I refuse to be without your love. Love for me just like I love for you, and maybe we will be forever one. Hey, when I fall in love, girl, I fall in love, and you will be the only one. You will even love like I believe in love, baby, girl, I want you, I want you. And when I feel the need, girl, I feel the need, and you will be the only one I need. I will be relieved, you will be with me, baby, say, hey, oh, hey.
And that you matter, the L-O-V-E. With the love combined, together we can conquer the world. Me as your guy and you as my girl. Body and soul grasped together as one. Flourish like a raisin in the sun. Nothing can tear us apart. I always have a space in my heart completely for you. Exclusive.
Baby, see you mean the world to me. And I refuse to be without your love. Believe in love like I believe in love, baby. Ooh, I want you, and when I feel a need, when I feel a need, you will be the only one for me. I will be related, you will be with me, baby. Say, I just wanted to know her.
Just wanted to know her. That's all. That's all. Music is so dope, man. This is 98.4 Capital FM. And of course, you're listening to the Sunday Soul Jam with Alan Wainaina and myself, June Gashui. And of course, DJ Adrian. We're all here in the studio having a blast with our newest Chief Funk Officer, Sheku.
In charge and on duty.
In charge and on duty. A big shout out to Ken Olwatch, who's always tuned in, always listening in. Thank you so much for your love. The last guest we had here, who also had the same title as you, has also sent you a shout out. I think he's Kiambi, DJ Kiambi.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks for listening in.
Kim is listening
I've
in.
Seen his messages as well.
He said, great playlist, Chief Funk Officer Sheki, enjoying the music, Sana. No, listen, you've got a, at some point, I was wondering if you had disbursed some funds so that people can tune into the show, but I think this is genuine enjoyment that they're going
through.
Thanks
everyone who's sent messages and is listening.
Nice. So are you musical in any other way? Do you sing? Do you play an instrument?
No, actually, funnily enough, I don't, but the kids, the girls play. One plays the violin, the other one plays the flute.
Of course. Great new jack instruments.
Yeah, and for me, if there was an orchestra in my days, I'd have been the guy with the triangle.
Ding! Waiting for your turn. One, two, three. Ding!
That would have been me, but I don't play anything. I just have the ear for the music.
For good music, but
I can't sing and I can't. I can't.
But
dance.
You're an appreciator and you can curate.
Yeah,
which is also important. You know, we need some of you guys in our lives as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were getting to know you a little bit better, and we've done music. We've done your where you hail from, as Kenyans like to say. We've done your education background. We've confirmed you're edumacated. We've done a little bit about your love for music and where you used to hang out in the afternoon and in the evening. But now in your nice mature age of 22.
Yes.
you have other interests, I would imagine, right? So tell me a little bit about what keeps you busy when you're not at Telkom and when you're not the family guy. What else do you do?
I play golf.
Okay.
Sometimes I play well.
This is a standard intro by all golfers. Sometimes.
Yes. But I do enjoy it very much.
Yes.
But I also read a lot.
Okay.
I get through a lot of books. Mm-hmm. On all sorts of subjects, and I spend more time watching TV than Angie thinks I should. I watch documentaries, I watch movies, series. Yeah, so you know, all those sorts of things.
Things.
That's what keeps me busy.
Okay. So those are your hobbies. Let's say.
Those are my hobbies. Yeah.
Okay.
The pastimes we used to be able to travel.
Yeah.
We loved traveling.
Yeah. On one of your Twitter accounts, because you have like 12, we saw a picture with you and some other friends of ours. Alex Nyaga.
Alex.
Tell us that story. Where were you going?
Bob, we were going to watch the All Blacks play the Springboks. I think it was in 2016 or 17.
Yes.
And the KQ pilot was late, so the Dreamliner had nobody to take
pilot.
It to South Africa.
Oh dear.
And we had a very tight connection to watch the match in Durban.
It was Durban. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we were very grumpy at the end. I think it's Boab that posted that that particular picture. But anyway, you know, we got there and actually watched the All Blacks beat the Springboks 57-0.
Yeah.
So it was worth it.
Such a great team.
Yeah, fantastic. And then,
such a great team.
And back to number one as of yesterday, as it should be.
As it has always been. I think the rest of the time they're just trying to be nice and let other people taste what number one feels like for a temporary period of time.
But
I'm a great rugby fan as well. In fact, I keep joking here with the sports team. Every time we have a discussion, they're like, who are you supporting? You know, English Premier League. And I'm like, the All Blacks.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, June, like soccer, football. I'm just like, All Blacks. I don't understand why they should be any other team.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got one more set that you've curated for us. I think this one you're calling The Floor.
The Floor. And everybody who knows New Jack knows that The Floor.
This is The Floor.
It's the most, the thumping sort of track that, to end what I think has been a great show.
Yes.
Yeah, so I hope everyone will enjoy it.
Okay, well, we're going to go in and experience The Floor. A few ads, and of course, when we come back, we'll start this last and final set. But before we wrap up, we'll come back and you'll say bye nicely. Yeah. Like all the influencers, you know, these days, these youths, you have to tell us where we can find you on the social media and all the, your latest projects, your latest album, all the, like the next DJ appearance, all because you're going to become
shadowing AD.
Full shadowing of AD. And of course, Victoria Munyoki will read your messages after us. You have made us hilarious. Laugh. We'll be back. Yeah. This is the Sunday Soul Jam, the new Jack edition with Alan Wainaina on 98.4 Capital FM.
Hey, yo, Teddy, you ready?
Yep, yep.
Hey, yo, Nasty Man, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What about you, Crazy Legs?
You know I'm stepping.
Yeah, well, let's put this together. Let all the girls out there know how we want to be done.
Now, what's your mind if I leave you down and let your life bleed? Made your body sticky with some bumblebee. And tickled your fancy with my finger or a feather. Worry not, my lover, the Hester is clever. Now, I'd like to hold you and squeeze you tight, but don't turn into an acrobat and flip over now. Cause we could go on if the loving is strong, but I'd really hate to have the ride and do me wrong.
Sugar loving you is all I wanna do. I'm on that new
Shaky. I've seen. Numbers are not your calling. I've seen. Let's just agree right now.
Yeah.
So we are coming to that time where we are just like sad that this music has to come to an end. But of course, coming up is One Love with the one and only Ras Luigi. We've got, you know, we try and give you the best mix of music here at Capital FM.
Yeah.
So we've given you some nice gospel music. Then now we're here with Sunday Soul, and then we're going to reggae, and then of course the jazz, Capital Jazz Club boys will be coming in. But I want to ask you, you mentioned something that's very close and dear to your heart. Mm. It's giving back, I think, yeah, is what you called it.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when I'm not working or playing golf or doing music, I do try to give back. So obviously it's my work at the club, mm-hmm. at Karen Country Club. Shout out my Karen Club members. So I've served there on various committees and on the board for the better part of 20 years.
Okay.
And I chair the board now.
Yes.
But other than that, I also support SOS Children's Villages. So I sit on the board of that.
Yes.
SOS Kenya is the biggest non-governmental childcare agency in Kenya. Look after just under 800 children in villages, what they call children's villages, all around the country. So I sit on the board of that, and I'm honorary treasurer.
Okay.
So yeah, look, in time, you know, I hope I'll find time to do more,
yeah,
more of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I'd encourage everybody to find a cause to support. It really is fulfilling, and
yeah,
it's great. It's great to do,
yeah,
something like that.
I think collectively, I'm a firm believer that if we have a lot more time on our hands than we realize.
Yeah.
And it's really what we choose to spend our time doing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And if the tables were turned and we were the ones who needed help, you'd hope that your fellow man,
would be there for you.
Would be there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. So you had some shout outs before you do that. Get them ready.
Yeah.
Somebody called AKA Mama Wine. She calls herself Mama Wine Victoria Munyoki.
Hey,
is Somalia.
Message of the day.
Somalia. Let me read it out, because paraphrasing it is just not going to do it justice. She says, loving man Sheki's choice of music, but for sure I have never heard of Kashif. You see, I was not alone.
I have to do a gig at the club. Kim and Foro, I hope you're listening. Now we have to do
you
this.
You must do this gig at the club. Could Sheki play us his favorite Kashif number? He will do so,
yeah,
at the club.
Yeah.
Make sure you're there, Vicky. She says, Junior, too funny. Ati handkerchief, really? She says she's AKA Mama Wine. Thanks so much for tuning
Thanks,
in. That's
Vicky.
On our WhatsApp line. Who would you like to say hi to and send a shout out to?
Yeah, so shout outs to, first of all, to my family, you know, Angie and the girls listening in, my in-laws, my sisters and my brothers-in-law.
Yeah.
And my cousins as well. And a special shout out to my nephew Murithi, who turns 21 tomorrow.
What?
and loves his music just as much as I do. Happy birthday, big guy, in advance. Wow, who else? My current country club members. Yes. Thanks, you guys. You overwhelmed me with your support.
Yeah.
I know that the golf teams were out. The men's and ladies golf teams were out at Limuru and Kiambu.
Today.
So today, mm-hmm. this morning. So mm-hmm. I hope you guys all had a good time. All my various mtandaos, the XBAT group, the All Blacks guys, my colleagues at Telkom and ex-colleagues at Java.
As well.
Thanks all of you for listening. I've been overwhelmed. So many messages
coming
through.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
Yeah, thanks.
And you've got a great radio voice as well. I think I should I've been thinking it, so
yeah.
I've just said it. And once again, a shout out to Ken Oldwatch. Thanks so much for tuning in. Alan, this has been amazing.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you so
for
much.
Sharing your passion, your love for music, for New Jack. And karibu tena.
Asante sana.
As you know,
I'll definitely be back.
Last month we hosted another CFO, so I have a feeling, just the way Homeboys and had their whole thing, Rabara had his DJ group.
Yeah.
We're going to call you guys the CFOs.
Yeah.
I think this is what we're going to call you guys the CFOs. And then start getting new gigs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great fun. Thanks for having me, and I can see how much fun you guys have in the studio. So yeah, look forward to doing it again.
No, you've been a part of it, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, it's the top of the hour, and coming up next is One Love. That's been the Sunday Soul Jam on 98.4 Capital FM, our New Jack edition with One Alan, aka DJ Shaky, Wine Nina, the Chief Finance Officer at Telkom, but also the Chief Funk Officer. That's it. We've had a wonderful show. God bless.
Your best mix of music.
Got to have you now.
98.4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Capital FM.